feeding the hogs and the livestock and everything.
Or you might say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late.
Yeah, I did not.
Right on to...
Feeding the stock and the hogs.
Or what time would you say it?
I say it's time to get out and get the hog fed and the evening shore time.
Okay. Let's see, do you have any calls for cows? Or what is the most common call to a cow?
Well, I just say like now, the cow we had, for instance, her name was Daisy.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, and I'd say, come on, Daisy, it's feeding time, and of course, it's milking time, and you know what, she would just come, just like some child would come on up there.
But sometimes weren't there cows people, calls people had for cows?
Yeah, let's see, I don't know whether I have ever used any call for a cow or not. I generally just go get them and bring them in, you know, or...
Have you heard of any that are used?
No. Not that I know of.
How about calves or a mule or horses? Are there any calls to get them to do something or...
Well, the only horses that I ever used, well, I just speak to them by name and tell them, come on, let's go, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. How about to get a horse going on, to urge him on?
Well, now, sometimes, you would tell him to get up, you know, mm-hmm. get up, and that means to get started and go to moving.
How about to stop?
You haul a wool wagon.
Okay. Any calls to pigs?
Suey.
Okay. How about a call to sheep?
I don't know. I never did have that opportunity.
Okay. And a call to chickens?
Oh, you call them chickens.
Okay. If you want to get the horses ready to go someplace and say, I want to...
Harness up the horses.
When you're plowing, what do you call the things that you guide the mules with?
Plow line.
Okay. Suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide them with?
You got them with a bridle rein.
Okay. What do you put your feet into when you're riding horses?
Stirrups.
Let's see. What do you, when you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
You just call him you call him now wait a minute, the one in the fur.
I guess it's the most dependable horse of two.
Well, now you take
the steadiest.
You put the steadiest one in there. You put the steadiest horse in the fur and lead horse.
If something is not right near hand, you say it's just a little over.
Oh, it's just a little piece.
Over. Okay. Any other times like that? Somewhere.
Oh, it's just a stone throw over that way.
Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a before dark.
I've got to. I've got to get in before dark or something.
Or are you trying to tell someone that you have maybe, 50 or 75 miles more to go by, horseback? You say you got a.
I've got a good long ride ahead of me.
Or would you say a fur piece?
I've got a fur piece.
Okay.
Yeah, most old people say I've got a fur piece to go.
Is that a common?
Yeah, that was common among the old people.
Okay. If something is very common, you don't have to look for it in any special place. You'd say you